It's mystery time. Time now for the best in mystery. Tonight, on Masters of Mystery, an exciting melodrama titled Death Walked In.
Get away from that phone or I'll kill you.
You're bluffing, Julie. I know you are.
But Julie!
You were wrong, Ned. I wasn't bluffing.
Radio is a medium that is so visceral that we remember what we've heard long after the sound has faded. Radio is a companion in the night, a familiar face in a foreign land, a doorway to the imagination. Welcome to your musical imagination. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves.
Forgotten for so long.
still have a chance to break these chains and flow like light into a rainbow.
Dreamer,
that all I ever did was sit and stare. Take me out to no man's land. If you want to, I can take you there. Flying with me, we can take it easy for a while. Cruising far above the clouds, all I want to do is see you smile.
John and Beverly Martin from an absolute masterpiece of an LP that was released on Warner Brothers back in the day. The LP is The Road to Ruin, and that's a tune called Auntie Aviator. Before that, Michael Franks with Antonio's song The Rainbow from The Art of Tea. And we started off with Dorothy Ashby, who is criminally unknown. But she was the harpist on Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life LP. And we heard Dorothy doing You Stepped Out of a Dream. Well, this is DJ Frederick stepping out of a dream and onto the airwaves here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org, inviting you to join with me every Saturday evening and trip up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. If you're a regular listener to the Radio Thrift Shop, you know that the show kind of evolves over time. Kind of stuck in a little bit of a jazz easy listening vein the last few shows, with a focus on the 1960s and 1970s. Sooner or later, that will shift. But you also know that every program, I like to play records, including 78s, 33s, 45s, 7-inch, 12-inch, and 10-inch records, as well as cassettes, 8-track tapes, and compact discs. So please stay tuned. You never know what you're going to hear from one show to the next, or even from one song to the next, and that's the way I like it.
Might it be possible to create something like a periodic table for the human mind? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
When you're sitting here looking me in the eye and measuring me up, what exactly do you see happening in me? And the answer is almost nothing. I'm just sitting here. But a whole lot of stuff is going on inside of my head. And so one of the things I focus on are these silent operations that go on during social interaction.
Reed Montague is director of the Human Neuroimaging Lab and Computational Psychiatry Unit at the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute. He and his colleagues are trying to find new ways of understanding the way we think, and it has a lot to do with how we interact with others.
We have had to invent a series of new kinds of technologies for studying active social interactions. So we've designed a way to link brain scanning devices up, set people into staged social interactions, and eavesdrop on both the interacting minds. So how do I turn your feelings into numbers in a way that's useful for me to understand healthy human cognition and the way it breaks down in disease and injury? That's the question we're after. So we take pairs of people, up to 20, 25 people at a time. We construct staged experiments where they're doing trade back and forth. They make gestures to one another over favors, over simple things like this. You try to guess what the other person's thinking, so to speak. Something that you do every day of the week in normal context. And our hope is that we can use these staged interactions to take the whole of your cognition, chop into a bunch of little pieces, and then use those pieces reassembled to make a model of how it is that humans navigate their way around the world and think about other people. Using that model, you could then characterize how particular people are different. We call that computational psychiatry. It's a very new area. The analogy is with the periodic table of the elements.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Well, by the time you hear this program, the 2017 Winter Shortwave Listening Festival will have been concluded, and boy, did we miss out. If you didn't travel to Pennsylvania for the Shortwave Listening Festival in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, we all don't know what we're missing. Programs on Radio on the Road, Janice Lewis and Steve Carlock were going to be discussing that they have visited 84 countries and have made many recordings, both audio and visual, of local radio stations and television stations that they have heard. Also, Radio 101 was presented, the past, present, and future of radio for newbies and significant others of radio geeks, with Charles Hargrove. And he introduced the uninitiated to the history and science of radio, describing what is out there to hear and what new developments are on the horizon. Of course, there is also Internet DXing, which is about radio listening that's changing, and streaming global broadcasting via the Internet. Also, George Zeller with his annual Pirate Radio in Review, where he's taking a look at all of the shortwave pirate radio stations that he's heard and that other folks have heard during the past year. And of course, the annual Shortwave Shindig with David Gorin. I'm hoping to get some audio of that for a future program, but it's co-sponsored by the North American Shortwave Association and Wave Farm, which is a media arts organization. The Shortwave Shindig, really fun stuff. And now it's on with the Radio Thrift Shop Shindig. Here's a group from Hawaii called Ola Mana with a song called Seabird.
until you find your answers, I will wait for you, my friend. Lighting by the sea burning. Gliding like a seabird in the wind.
You love scratchy old 45s? Discovering rare LPs? Listening to an 8-track tape or a cassette? Then you've come to the right place. This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. All right, Brother Jack McDuff with his version of Ain't No Sunshine. Before that, New Hampshire's own EJ with a tune called Fall of the Old Man of the Mountain. We started that set off with Olomana and a tune called Seabird. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And online on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your computer, and on your abacus at classicalwscs.org.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. French director Luc Besson weaves ambitious thrillers within a pastiche of dark ambiance. Leon the Professional uses this penchant to a rewarding degree, but what makes it special is the dangerous relationship between Jean Reno's Leon and young Matilda, played by 11-year-old Natalie Portman. Matilda is living in a seedy New York apartment when her family is murdered by a renegade DEA agent, played by Gary Oldman, at his most manic. Professional hitman Leon is her neighbor. Accustomed to seeing death, he wants no part of drama, not his own. But Matilda has survived the slaughter and turns to him, and Matilda will not be shunned. She wants to become a cleaner herself for revenge, and Leon can teach her. Leon the Professional is an engrossing thriller on so many levels, but the relationship of the lead characters makes it especially memorable. It bears saying that for American release, some troubling scenes were removed in deference to sensitive tastes. So, with assurances that the film does not go where some were afraid it might, for the full impact of this enduring classic, we suggest the available international version. Leon the Professional, International Edition, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
Find us on the web at IndieFilmMinute.com.
Exploring Science and the Sea. If you stand near the water's edge on a breezy day, when the waves are breaking on shore, you can feel the sea spray, a mixture of water, salt, and microscopic organisms. While much of the spray falls back to the surface, some of it is swept high into the sky. There, it can help form clouds, playing a role in the weather and in the long-term climate. Clouds play a double role in regulating the climate. They reflect sunlight into space, which keeps the surface cooler. But they also prevent heat from Earth itself from escaping into space, keeping the surface warmer. The balance depends on the amount of cloud cover and the composition of the clouds. And that depends on the seeds from which a cloud's water droplets grow. Tiny grains of dust, pollen, soot, or other materials. That includes particles from the ocean. As waves collapse, they churn up a fine mixture of water droplets and bubbles. The bubbles are made of salt, but they can contain bacteria, viruses, and tiny organisms known as phytoplankton. As it climbs into the sky, a particle of salt or organic matter can form the nucleus of a water droplet. Research suggests that the organic material plays a larger role in cloud formation than previously thought. And there's evidence that high levels of bacteria can reduce sea spray's ability to help make clouds. There's also concern that the changing climate could alter the variety of phytoplankton found at the ocean surface, perhaps changing the way clouds form over the oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Before I get back to the music, I just want to say a shout out to Robert Felmley. Thank you so much for your support. And also to Matt Jasper. Thank you for listening. I hope you like the shows. If anyone would like to communicate with me, I'm on Facebook. Just look up Frederick Moe or look up our group, Radio Thrift Shop, or email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. I'm going to have a new email address very soon, hopefully specifically for the Radio Thrift Shop. So I'll be announcing that at some point in the future, between, say, a day of or two from now or a year or two from now. Okay, I never get into these technology things very quickly.
What harm can befall thee in yon wilderness of clove? Go on, Easter ginger tree. In yon wilderness of clove, go on past the golden rod, where fools and angels lose their gods of our ancestors did immerse themselves in clove. Go on toward the crimson shore beyond. Decorates he them with clove.
Oh, told your mother what I've been through. She sang away your soul.
The Pentangle with Reflections. And before that, we heard Seals and Crofts, East of Ginger Trees, here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Welcome to a one-minute scene review, where the freedom of speech meets the freedom of print. Library Sciences is a collaborative project between Jenny and Sarah, blending a music CD, artwork, and paper. Library Sciences is a quarter-sized zine featuring the lyrics and graphics of six songs that Jenny and Sarah have recorded. Issue number one focuses on songs about the experience and emotions of being in love, the good, the bad, and the dark. Library Sciences is a very creative project. In my opinion, beats the hell out of YouTube videos, and hopefully we're going to see more of this type of zine in the not-too-distant future. For more information, look up Library Sciences on Facebook. I'm DJ Frederick. Thanks for listening to a one-minute zine review.
I wish I was your shell.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for listening. I'm wishing you many blessings on all of your journeys. You can never get enough Sven Liebeck. DJ Frederick, the Radio Thrift Shop is a production of the Seldom Heard Radio Productions.